What is repetitive?
What does that look like?
Okay. What?
Nothing.
Okay. That's okay. Okay. Okay.
No, it's all recording.
Sorry. Sorry.
I knew there was a letter missing here. Agadita. Okay. Whatever. Okay. So today we're going to talk about Psak and Agadita, which I see is misspelled. That's fine. The sources are copied from Brylon, so they're not misspelled. For those people who have been with us for 3 years, so as Elon noted to me earlier correctly, at some point we did deal with the question of narrative. Now, there are different types of narrative in Shas. Before Purim, we talked about the potential role of a narrative, such as the Rava Shechted Reb Zeira, after being drunk on Purim. Now, that is clearly a story in a legal context, right? It's what the Gemara calls, in general, right, a Maisa Listor, a Maisa Lisayeya, right, where you have, you know, this is the Psak, and Rabbi Gamliel used to do this at his house. Right, those are not like, that's not Agadita, that's a story that happened with this halacha, from which you can derive directly the parameters of the halacha. Right? That is pretty straightforward. Now, it's not always clear what the conclusion of that is supposed to be, but fundamentally, there's no particular reason why a story like that should pose any problems legally. Right? Halacha is a lived system, so you expect there are going to be stories in the Gemara of halacha being lived. That's sort of predictable. What's more complicated is the role of Agadita. And by Agadita here, I mean Agadita. Right? I mean stories. Right? What is the role of that in Psak? So, you know, people have a tendency to say it doesn't have a role at all, or it has a full role because of Gemara, or something like that. But it's complicated. So I picked out a few examples that highlight the issues here, and how different poskim have taken under different circumstances to try to get a range of a range of positions of how poskim deal with the role of Agadita and Psak. Okay, so the first one is a very famous one. What? No, not that famous. I did not actually. I thought of putting it, but I didn't put that one in the end. What?
What's that one?
The Shalosh Shvuos.
What are those?
The three promises we made in Tegal, is one of which that we would not be Oleb Mimagain Vichama, rather, to Eretz Israel, which is the basis of the Satmar Rebbe's position that you can't come back to Israel. I was thinking of doing it, but Avigdor convinced me not to focus on that one. But yes, that one does exist. I want to read this Gemara, and then I want to highlight the problems, and then see how Poskim took it. So this is the story of the death of Rebbe. Okay? So let us start. We'll come back to the beginning of the Gemara in a minute. Let's go down to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7 lines down. Like, after the third time I put an ellipsis. Right, this is a whole lot of Gemara, so I cut out some of it. Right, how Yom Adinach Nafshe de Rebbe? Got it? Okay, so this is the story of how Rebbe died. Hahu Yom Adinach Nafshe de Rebbe. The day that Rebbe died, Gazru Rabbanan Ta'anisa Uvao Rachame. Rabbanan imposed a fast and davened. Vamri, and they said, Kol Man Da'amar Nach Nafshe de Rebbe. Anyone who says Rebbe died, Yidaker Becherev, should be stabbed with a sword. Slika amte de Rebbe l'igra. So Rebbe's maidservant went up to the roof, Amra, and she said, Elyonim v'mvakshenes Rebbe, v'tachtonim v'mvakshenes Rebbe. Heaven wants Rebbe, and earth wants Rebbe. Yiratzon sheyachufu tachtonim es ha'elyonim. May earth beat heaven. Yes, Josh? Okay. Kevin de Chazai, I'm glad that didn't get on recording. Kevin de Chazai, Kama Zivne de Ayalavesakise. But once she saw how many times he was running to the bathroom in, you know, agony, we'll see in a minute. The Chalat Tfilin Umanachlu Kamitzdar, and he would take off his tfilin every time he went to the bathroom, and it caused him pain. Amra, she said, Yirachan Shechufu El Yonim Es Atachdonim. So she said, may be the will that heaven beats earth, meaning let him die. But the Rabbanan wouldn't stop davening. So Shalka Kuza Shate Meigra La'aris. She took like a pot or a jug or, you know, take whatever you want, an anvil, I don't know, right? And she threw it onto the ground to distract them. Ishtiku Marachame, and they got distracted and they stopped davening for a moment. The Nachnashe de Rebbe. And he died. So Amr Le Rabbana Lebar Kapara Lebar Kafra. So the Rabbana Lebar Kafra Zil Ayin. Go look and see how he's doing. Also Ashkari Nafnafshe. He went and saw that he died. Kare Lelevushe. He tore his clothing. Vahadre Lekare Achore. And right, turned the rip around. Pasach Vamar Elim Tukim Achazu Baran Hakodesh Nitzchah Reilim Etam Tuka Vinish Baran Hakodesh. Right, this, you know, very poetic description that the Aron Hakodesh has been captured. Amrulay Nachnafshe, did they say, did he die? Amrulu Atun Kamritu Vana Loka Imna, right? Remember, there was they had said, anyone who says he dies will get stabbed. So they said, did he die? He said, I didn't say that, you said that, right? And, right, in fact, he did die. And then the Gemara describes, right, Bishas Pitiras Sharebi, when he died, Zagav Eser Asbos Klape Maila, took his 10 fingers and turned them to heaven. Amar Ribbono Shel Olam, God, Goli Vedulav Necha, Sheyagati, Be'eser Etzba Uzai, Betorah, Melonesia, Fil Betzvikhtana, I used all 10 fingers for Torah, and I didn't get Hana from any of them. Yeratzom Lanecha, Shey Shalom, Bimunichasi, may I have peace in my death. Yatzabaskov Amra Yavo Shalom Yanuchu Amishkavosam. Amishkavechami Baili Mishaler Kibragamdan or Kibragamdan or Rizir Rachul, Bashasha at Sadik Nifter Olam, Omri Malchai Shatman Yakadar Baruchu, Vanish Olam Sadik Loni Ba, Omra Lam Yavo Sadikim, Vietu Le Kratau, right? The Malachim are going out to greet him, Omram Lo, Yavo Bishalom Yanuchu Amishkavosam. Omri Rilaz Bashasha at Sadik Nifter Olam, when a Sadik dies, Shalom Kita Shamalachi Ashares, Yotzos Le Kratau. Three groups of malachim go to greet him. Achaz omeres lo baba shalom. One says, come in peace. Vachaz omeres holeich nechachov. Achaz omeres yavo shalom yanucham ishkvosam. Vishah asha rasha nevin olam. When rasha dies, shalosh kita shalachash chavala yotzit akratzo. Achaz omeres ein shalom. Amar shem l'rashayim. Vachaz omeres lo matzei va yishkav. Achaz omeres lo ridei. Vashkeva is arelim. Okay. So this is the story of the death of Rebbe. Now, if I try to isolate halachic issues here, so, what does Rebbe's Amma do that is striking halachically?
Pray for his death.
Pray for his death. Right? And the straight up conclusion, or the straight up halachic issue here that one would drive from here is that you are
allowed to
drive, daven for someone's death.
When they're suffering.
When they're suffering. Now, you could take this even further and you could say, not only that, you could take it narrowly and say this proves that you're allowed to daven for someone to die if they're in pain. You could then more expansively and say that if someone's in pain, right, it's legitimate to not keep them alive. Right, you can't kill them actively, right, but not keep them alive. And you could use this as a source to not give life support, right? Well, right, that would be the more expansive rate.
To even stop life support, her like throwing that anvil.
Well, out. No, I mean that was, you know, that they didn't kill. He prevented the prevention, right?
Yeah, so
prevented the prevention.
Is,
maybe
it's like stopping the prayers.
Maybe. Right, so that's the theoretical halachic issue that we're dealing with, right? Can you daven for someone to die, not give them life support, things like that. Now, so, but there's a problem, right? Looking at this agadata, why would you think, perhaps, that this agadata should not be taken legally?
It's just like a random woman that did this, didn't say it, but I mean, she wasn't a Tommy Kaufman.
Good. So one internal reason is to say the Amma did it, but who said we paskin like the Amma? Right? That's an internal agadic reason to reject it, which we will see in poskin. Hold that thought. Right? What about a more fundamental reason to this story?
It's just a story.
It's just a story. It's not just a story. Right? Because the Rav Rabzeir is also a story. But there's a difference, because that's a legal story. This story is clearly a little bit magical, a little bit fantastic, right? We haven't gotten to the fantastic parts. But let me show you.
Rubber Boy with your back.
What?
Yeah.
This one's worse, right? Watch, right? Now, watch why this one might be a little bit strange. So, first, let's go to the next Gemara, okay? Then I'll come back to this one. First, let's figure out how much pain Rebbe was in, as the Gemara understood it. So, Gemara Bava Metzia says, I'm a Rebbe. Chaviv and Yesurin. Pain is awesome. Kibel alav tleiser shnei shis b'smirta v'sheva b'tavarna. He accepted 13 years of suffering upon himself with these whatever diseases they are. Ramla shiva b'smirta v'shis b'tavarna. Ariyeh debe Rebbe avay azir mishpor malka kana avay rami kista lichyusev also kala b'tlasa milei. Have mechaven derami by Yishai to the aisle. Rebbe leitz hakisei vafil achi maver lekala lekalayu v'sham olei nechuse yom. Does anyone understand what I just read?
Yep.
Okay, Rebbe was extremely rich. He was richer than Shmuel Malka, who was the king, right? A very wealthy king. And when you would feed his animals, you could hear their braying for three meal, right? That's how many animals he had. He had a tremendous amount of animals. The person in charge of Rebbe's stable was richer than Shmuel Malka. Forget Rebbe. Rebbe was phenomenally wealthy, right? His stable, the head of his stable was even richer than Shmuel Malka. And he had so many animals, he heard it for 3 mil. And he would feed it when? He would feed the animals when? Rebbe went to the bathroom. Because Rebbe was in so much pain when he went into the bathroom that you could hear it everywhere. So he tried to drown out the voice of Rebbe with the sound of this tremendous amount of animals that would be heard for 3 miles. And even so, you would hear Rebbe's voice all the way at the ocean. Now, what does this tell you?
He was in a lot of pain.
More than that. Yes, he was in a lot of pain. But Rebbe's pain is described as fantastic, right? I mean, Rebbe's pain is not normal pain. Right, Rebbe. Right, if we want to live within the Agadata for a moment, Rebbe's pain is, right, beyond excruciating. Right, then the rest of the Gemara here explains how he got to this pain. Now, this is the famous story that there was a calf walking by that was going to be shechted, and the calf ran to Rebbe, and Rebbe said, "Right, go. That's what you were born to do." And God got angry, and then eventually Rebbe does tshuva, and he fine. That's what we're talking about. Fine. So Rebbe's pain is first of all excruciating. More than that, look at the beginning. Go back to the beginning of the source sheet. Tan Rabbanan, Bishas Ptiras L'Shel Rebbe. When Rebbe died, Amar, he said, Levanai Ani Tzarach, I need my kids. Nechnu Bana Betzlo. So his sons came. Amar Lehem, Hizo Bechot Imchem. Honor your mother. Neri He Dolok Bimkomo. A candle should be by my place. Shulchan Yehe Aruch Bimkomo. A table was at his place. Mita Te Mutzas Bimkomo. And my bed should sit in his place. Yosef Chafni, Shimon Ephrati, Haim Shimshuni Bechayim Shuni Bemoti. These two people were my shamashim in life, they will be my shamashim in death. Neri he dolok bimkomo, shulchon ye oroch bimkomo, mita de mutzar bimkomo, my taima. Why did you leave the candle and table and chair and bed in Rebbe's place? Because kol be shimshe, have asi le besa. Every Friday night, Rebbe used to come home after he was dead. And Ahu Beishimsha also Shivavise Kakari Abava Amra Amitu Shatiku de Rebbe Yosef came in the Shama Shuvlo Asa Shalahoti Laz Al Tzadikim Arishonim. And then once a neighbor came and said, Shah, Rebbe is coming. And once, right, Rebbe heard this, he said, I can't come anymore because it'll be Motzi Laz on Rebbe that other tzadikim don't come back to life every Friday. The day that Rebbe died, a baskal came out and said, anyone who mourns for Rebbe is muzuman for olam haba. Who kovei kol yoma havei asil kameh yoma lo asa. And there was a washer, a launderer. Who used to come every day for Rebbe, that day didn't come, came in the Shamayach Chesal Gag of Anafalara Mace, so he got up on the roof and he jumped off, Yatza Basko Vamra Afu Kovis Mizuman Hulachai Olam Haba. And they said that the launderer is Mizuman Lachai Olam Haba. So, now, if I looked at the Gemara, what would my conclusion be? Under what circumstances are you allowed to daven for someone to die? If I just read the Agarata, if his pain is so excruciating, what can I prove from the Agarata rather? That if your pain is so excruciating that I hear it at the other side of the ocean, right, even when there are hundreds and thousands of animals braying at that moment, it won't drown it out. And if your death is the type of death, it's not total. Because, right, if I wanted to be very, very technical here, I'd say, if someone was in excruciating pain, you're allowed to daven for him to die if you know he's going to come back every Friday night to make Kiddush. Right? Now, if I read that, they got it to that way, right? This would act as virtually non-existent halakhic precedent. Right? So this is the problem with Agarata, right? Is that it's clear. Second of all, right, if we take everything in the Agarata literally, what else do we have to assume? That it's moter to jump off the roof when somebody dies in pain, and that you'll go straight to Lamaba. The problem with Agarata is not just that it's a story, is that especially stories which are written purposely fantastical, right? It's very hard to draw from them to our lives, right? Even if you want to take the story fully literally, right? Definitely you want to take the story fully literally. It's very hard to draw from our lives because we don't face these situations. We don't have a case with that much pain and people coming back, you know, coming back for Kiddush even if they're dead. So, this is the inherent problem with this story, is that not only is it a story, it's a story which internally, right, is fantastic and therefore very hard to draw legal conclusions. Despite that, right, if you look at Rav Moshe Feinstein and the next two sources, Rav Moshe takes it halachically on face value. People who are in so much pain, are you allowed to withhold life-saving treatment to extend their life a little? Hine, the first Bitsubos, raised off Kovdalid, but of the Rasul Sharebi, the Bow Rabbi, Rabban Rachme, Vohila Tibosum Sholyamos, Aboshius Rabbe. And he said, look at this Gemara. You see, you're allowed to daven for people to die under certain circumstances. Oh, and don't tell me it's just an Amma. She was a very smart lady. We learn halacha from her in many places. That's the Paskin. Zeu. And he proves it. Ayin Baran, Nidorim, Reish Tav Mem. The Ran takes this seriously. Al Hadim Afarish Gemara, Hadir of Dimi, Duhu Amar, Kol Sheinim Avakar, Kol Ein Avakar, Kol Rakam, Lo Sheyech, Kol Sheyamos. The Gemara there says, right, that you have to be Mavakar Cholim, and if you don't, right, you have to daven for them, right, and that takes, you know, that helps them survive and things like that. So, cause of the Hachikamar, Ramesh, the Targum, Vakar, Racham, Acholosh, Yamos, right, and the, so one of the things that it says there is the Ravdimi said that anyone who doesn't visit a sick person and is Mavakar, Racham, Losha, Yichel, Vilosha, Yamos. So, what does that mean? So the Ram said that sometimes you have to daven for them to live, and sometimes you have to daven for them to die. Good country, Mr. Acholosh, Bechol, Yarbe. If you daven and they're not going to, you know, whatever. The Rambam Berakanosi, the Chaim, the Chazoy, Amti, the Rebbe, the Kamen Star, Amri, Yerotzen, Shchov, Al Yomis, the Donim, Glomer, the Lamos, Rebbe. The Shamachi, Kamer, the Mavakar, the Cholo, Gorim, Lo, Shiyech, Yahainu, Shemol, Zilas, Afil, Lichot, Shizel, Barova, Cholo, Mezesh, Tarach, Mavakar, Les Baal, Baruba, the Ruba, Pamim, Mishin, Mishin, Mavakar, Ein, Tarach, Lomer, Shein, Ilo, Lichios, Hu, Heicha, Dikale, Anab, Misa, Afil, Osa, Zut, Matutarti, Eno Mahane, Hare Daran, maybe Ledina, Hada is Bala Amte, Rebbe, Lasof, Rezari, Rebbe, Tuva, Utila Javan, Lomas Kabos, Lefroz, Lugam, Rebbe, Afla, Loki, Turn, Ashik, Moshe, Surin, and he says, you see, the Ron takes the Amma of Rebbe as Halachic president. The Farish Gander of Dimi Shom Sarach Mavaka, and he understood that Dimi did that also. Shamish Kiron, Shef Shalachol, Shechov, Yishli, Shurin, Uvin, Shechagabna, Shrofim, Makirin, Shechel, Shrabos, and Lechyod. So, in a case where the doctors see that he won't get better, won't be fully healed, Afshal Yechchek, Moshu Chola, well, Yishurin won't be able to live without pain, Avalef Shalitin, Lo Sami, Rafula, Harach Yama, but he could lengthen his life, Kamosh, and him to Atabi Surin, but he continues suffering like now, Ain Litin, Lomina, Rafus, Elianichem, Kamo, Shehem. Don't heal him. Kilitin lehem samir for shiomos a day zev chen lasses a zev ula shigram lekatzer b'afilu rega achas he who bechashiva shovik domim. Obviously, you can't cause him to die because that's murder. El shiva b'shev al tasa, but you can be passive. Aliga samay merape shiakila shurin. But if you can obviously take away his pain, lekatzer afrega mechayav tzar lasu gadayin and goses. But if you could make him live longer, without extreme pain, so that you do have to do. So Rebbe, Rav Moshe, based on the Ran, takes this straight up literally, right? You are allowed not only to daven for people to die if they're in extreme pain, but you're allowed to withhold life-saving treatment if they're going to be in excruciating pain. And you take this halachic precedent. Despite all the problems that we had, right, despite the fantastic nature, despite the fact that Rebbe comes back to life every Friday, despite the fact that Rebbe's pain is described in you know, catechumenistic terms, right? It's just Despite that, Ramosha takes this as halakha precedent. Similar in the next shuva, Megam Heir covered the Rosh Yishlav Ariyosa Arayim. Right, he concludes as he did before that you're allowed to daven. He flushes it out a little bit. Okay. So you see that Ramosha, at least here, what is he, right? What's his approach to Psak and Agadata? Is you, what do?
Take the Agadata.
Right, you isolate the halachic elements out of it. Despite all fantastic elements, you isolate the halachic element, and that's your Paskin. Tzitzil Yezer challenges him. Next source, and he says, "Mutal is bala cholish ein sikuyim sheyavri mit paltel biyisurim sheyamos sham." The kol mevaker is a kolim garim lo sheyichya. Kol sheinu mevaker in mevaker is lavrachim lo sheyichya lo yamos lo fam yish lavrachim rachim yamos kagon sheyish lo yisurim arvi cholu liyevsher ro sheyichya kemaisi the rabbi perik anosim. So dvarim elu, this position that you're allowed to not daven for people, maybe our chasholchem shem arah, right? He brings. The Yerach HaShokhan brings it from the Ran. Shavar Kain Divis Ragamara, the Kol Shein Mavakar Cholin, Mavakar Lavrachimim, etc., etc., etc. Right? Next page. He said, Vihinet, Dibre Aran, Eilos, Yotzalon, Umishimim, Elkhazak, Gvir, Tashal Cholash, Machalos, Anush, Shein Lomanos, Mano, Mimatel, Yisrin, Yen, Motelis, Palav, Shiavos. Rilach Shok, Rig Eichane, Chai, Enosh, Balmazet, Haikarmi Paz, B'tikunim shonim gluyim v'nemalam gam chabal karchul chai. Right? From here we derive, kanir that you're allowed to not take into account, right, a little bit of people's life, right? Even though every moment is valuable. Right? What seems to be is that you're allowed to daven someone to lie. To die. Uchidivri atan b'avos, right? Even though yafashach b'tshuva maizim tovim ala zem, yikol chai olam haba, even though it's better to be, spend one moment in this world, doing mitzvahs, being in olam haba, and the hadith of matzah zeh, had galut shalachol mizurim gufim minoreim, v'lo yadei ma'avar gufim ma'yesh la'ayim v'mechayim l'misa. Right, you can't obviously kill him, but sharei rak mismal l'Hashem shikach kvar nishbasu menu. Since you're just davening to Hashem, the gilim v'enos chas v'shalom, shum bilo chivit, osh lilit, v'kiru ramisa, shizeh asra filo gozh, shivasu b'tzucha, v'ram tibachinu, even though you can't. And even by ghosts, you wouldn't be able to actually bring him closer to the death. So Misha Osekein Hare Girotech Yichashem. And if you did, you'd be a murderer. Kaidu Balacha. Dvarim Eila Shalaran, Mayotim and Lalacha. Lohubalo Betur Venozekela, Venozekela. This position of the Ran is reject, is not quoted in the Torah. It's not quoted in the Zekelim. Non Shacharach, non Zekelim. Except for the Tiveres Yisrael in the Mishnayos. Kvianira. Dachu mi halacha. It is rejected. Mechemin shel peir mechudash. Because it's novel. V'yotzei mimenu. Kam halacha mechudash. And it's a huge chiddush. V'udarish lo pershu. Av lechad mirishon v'latopis. V'kena gemar v'darm v'sham. No one else explained the gemar that way. V'chein marishon v'darm v'sham. V'shamak lasim v'rishol shal ran. Divrei gemar at the ein erakeim. Look, the Marashah challenges his understanding the Agadata. V'yish lo'avin gamarayim v'maisid the Rebbe of Kzubos. Besides, the Gemara in Kzubos, Hare Adarabba. What are you talking about? The Gemara Shem is a Baruch Shem, I'm Achrei, and I'm the Rebbe. Rams l'arbonon, they bar mitzarei the Rebbe. V'amri yirat shen shechobo l'yam d'achonam. V'kozor lo'avish hazgar abonam. By Rachameh, even after the Mitzvah of the Rebbe is telling them, stop davening, it's painful, they didn't. Right? The Chachomim, who actually knew Halacha, kept davening. V'imkein, arei mi rabbanan rai lehevech, shigam shalcholam mispatel, v'yisurim noraim, v'ein takan ala refuah b'derech ha-deva, v'chol zon, in la-spikl, v'akjei lo-chol, rach me-shamayim, v'sholi b'alei minu davar, kodekan lo-ch balba, lehevech shiyamuz, what are you talking about? You can never give up, and you can definitely not davar for them to die. Zidhi is gomar, shalam nanzir, rebi, shalak, look, puzi, shadim, eikul, lahara, shtikur, mirach, me-vinach, nanzir, rebi. Ah, you know, tell me that the Rama of Rebbe stopped them from davening. That was because she scared them. She threw an anvil on their heads. Who wouldn't stop davening? Right, something fell off the roof. It's not that they agreed with her. So why are you relying on the maidservant. Shmicha, the Mashas Rabbanan, rely on the rabbis. Moshe, Emma, Sheilav, Eilav, and Chaim. Don't tell, oh, maybe you'll say, oh, they're both right. Shainim Tamidi Acholav Mutalam Lispal Matzav Kriti Kazeshi Amos Dumi Majot Amdi Rebbe Tamidi Acholav Uadin Medoma Lezebene Acholav Mutsim Bechibudo Alem Lamshik Vakar Rachim Dumi Majot Rabban and Love Just Me the Boy Rachim. Maybe you'll say, oh, it's different, right? His Talmidim, he can daven, they die, but other people can't. Whatever. But also, besides, Yesh Litan Velomar, you could say Rabbeinu Akadosh Shaini, Shmeru Gdaja, Mushlam Gomar, he said, not only that, but Rebbe is different, right? Because Rebbe was perfect. Tikin Bolamo, Komashi Yitzara. And everything he needs to do in this world, he did. And for him, who was perfect, it's better for him to die and be in Olam Haba than this world. But regular people who are not perfect, you don't know whether they're ready for Olam Haba. So you don't know whether they're perfect yet. So why would you tell them they should die now and not have another minute? Move on. Now, right, I'm not contradicting the Ron. I'm just pointing out that it's probably wrong. Just against everybody else. I'm just trying to explain everybody else. Therefore, the position of Okay, so what does the Tzitzilazer brought to this psak from the Agadata? Right?
He doesn't
bask in
it.
Yeah. He doesn't bask in it. Why? Several reasons. Let's figure it out.
Within the Agadata, you can't. It's not decisive. It's not
good, right? So there's two reasons one reject an Agadata, right? Pasnagar an Agadata. One is because you reject Agadatas, right? As halacha, and that's the first time of the Tzitzilazer is nobody paskins that way, right? Haraya, that Agadata is not halachic, right? That's one. Right? The second point is, even if you're going to accept anagadat al halacha,
not this one,
because it, wait, let's sharpen it. When you analyze it, when you want to pass something in agadat, you have to analyze, is the agadat that we're talking about one that plausibly can be taken in the halacha? And he said, it can't, because, first of all, you have to note that there's not only one voice in the agadat, there are two. There's Rebbe, and there's the Chachamim. Right? Second point is, as we pointed out before, there's something, and this is why I brought the end of the Gemara, right? There's something unique about Rebbe, which is, as the Gemara said, heaven was waiting for him, right? Which tells you that if you understand that the reason in general that you want to extend people's lives is because the assumption that they have more to do in this world, right? In Agadata, which illustrates why Rebbe was perfect, and Rebbe was mezumen, and even someone who was mitzarif in his pain and jumped off the roof, in pain, was mezumen l'chayolam haba. You can't prove to normal people. Oh God, my throat. So we want to now take just from these two tshuvah, right? How, the approach one takes to agadata. So the first question one has to answer is whether derech klal one takes agadata as a halachic source or not, right? Rav Moshe here takes it straight up. Tzitzilazer rejects it. The second thing is, even if you want to take an agadata, you have to, right? You have to analyze it carefully. You have to see, are there fantastic elements in the story? And if they are they affecting the story? It's clear here that Rebbe was, right? The Tzitzilazer notes that, right? He picks up on a different point that I picked up on, right? I picked up on the fact that Rebbe really didn't die. You know, he was perfect enough, he came back to this world and still did mitzvot. He picks up the other one, that it's clear from here that Rebbe was perfect. But it's clear that his death is described in fantastic terms, so it could be that his death is unique. So when you're thinking about a Gandham Sak, one is the general question, two is the second question. Is the Agadatha multivalent, and is the Agadatha itself too fantastic to be taken as a halachic? Yeah.
So even if all of the above criteria fit, there's also another element that neither the Torah nor Shulchanah, like no post-game, pass-game.
Well, that's related to the first one, which is, you could say, right, that I will only accept the Agadathas that have been accepted by others.
So, I know that the Rabbi Zera story was, we said, was a little bit different, but like that one was brought in the book. That one was brought in the
book. I'm saying, you can cop out and say, how will I figure out whether an Agadatha is accepted by Poskim? Whether it's accepted by Poskim, right? I mean, that's that move of it, right? Now, you can look at it two ways. You could say that Sisal Yeser is making a programmatic claim that no one accepts it, and therefore, because it's an Agadatha, or he's saying this particular Agadatha wasn't accepted by anybody, right? There's an element of both in that, right? I would say one more point. When the other point that Sisal Yeser makes is that the Agadatha seems to lead to a halachic principle that is in tension with other halachic principles we have. Right? That could be part of it, right? Could be that we don't accept an Agadatha when it contravenes halakhic principles, or seems to contravene, or be in tension with, right? But if it, you know, if classic halakhic texts were quiet on it, we would be able to, fine. If you want to just look, just skip to the next page for a moment, just to Shevet Alevi. The Shevet Alevi also rejects this, and he says, "Minei b'hadik subas kufdalin." When the Rebbe the betchila is balo sheyachufa atachlam esel yom, and came to his Rabbi Yisrael like the cholei me'ayim from his tar tuba amra am to the Rebbe yiratzon shechufa al yom esachtonim. Right. So he quotes that, and then he says, "Second miracle of Amman Nasa Sharan Nedarim blah blah blah." Right. I the Ron accepted lacha shkayach.
It's hot.
What?
It's hot.
Oh, thank you.
There's no hot.
Oh, Fiani has died. Look at the last paragraph. Yesh Lomim, the shiny and start there. But I'm God, look up Yochanan, vote about the mitzvahs. Right, so, anyway, he ends up trying to say maybe this Gemara is different. Okay. You can read it yourself inside. But he also finds reasons to reject this one. Okay. Now, if you go back to the second page, though, like I said, it's not Chad v'chalak, right? Part of what the Tzitzi Elazir is saying in his tshuva is that you have to gauge what type of Agadatha am I dealing with. So, to give you an example where the Tzitzi Elazir himself does take an Agadatha seriously, but I want to show you why he does. So look at the second page again. So this is the Tzitzi Elazir in a different question. In Shulchan Aruch Paskins, that Bishat Ra'avon, you're not allowed to be with your wife. Okay, there's an iser to be intimate with your wife during a time of famine, unless you haven't been mekayim for a vote, but meaning stam bia.
So
what?
So yeah.
Yeah, it comes up as a tainus. Right, fine. And the question is, what is the principle at work in that gemara? Right, is it ravon qua ravon, or is that a stand-in? And really, anything which is, you know, what's it called? Any sort of national tragedy would also prohibit one from being intimate with his wife, barring concerns of Puruvu. Right? What's the principle there? So the question that was posed to the Ezra was Milchama. Oh, I have tea somewhere here. Oh well. Fine. So he was asked this during the Yom Kippur War. He said, Milchama Yom Kippurim. Shahibi made Tzara Yeshuv, right? This was a great tragedy. Minafu Kama Alafim Yisrael, Steh Krab, and Mispar Kazet Niftsu. Shaldu Mikama Tamina Chomim, and Kal Azman Kazet. And the angel is her Tashmish. Are people allowed to be their wives? Reiki, Harama, Hari Posig, the low rock, Al Shinir Avon, Yeshno Dinze, Kiim, Wadim Shar Tzaros, Kumar Avon, because the Rama really does extend it to other Tzaros, but what Tzaros? Mkala Bevin, but beiza ofen mutar miyas ki yeshem azechul okay deos navo beve there's Hashem levaris halacha baze. So he said, isa betaynis. It comes to betaynis. I'm rich. Lagish also l'shamish mitasu b'shneir avon shnemer leosev yilad shnei banim b'terem tavo shnara rav. Dana chasuch ebanim b'shamish mitasu b'shneir avon. So That's the original Gemara. And they point out that in the original Gemara, it's not clear that that's halachic either. Because Tosfos says, Makshim Arayu Chevin Nolda Ben Achomos, right? Once you're dealing in a Gadic world, because, right, you want to prove it from Yosef, fine, I'll prove it from Yocheved. The Yocheved was born, according to Chazal, Ben Chomos Mitzrayim, which means during the famine, Vosarav. So first answer is, it's not really Asr. When the Gemara said Asr, it meant it's pasnished, right? But only Yosef was machmir, no one else was. The first thing you have to do is question whether it's actually a halachic agadata in the first place. So first he says Tosfos didn't think it was, even by Ravon, but he admits that that's not the way it came up, l'halacha v'la Rambam. Posik was Elisur Amam, she thinks it's Aser. Next paragraph, kachav l'halacha l'Aser Medina. Right, and that's how it's Paskin in the tour. Right, so now the question was, assuming it's halachic, does it extend to war? So if you look at where it says Tet, right, v'nir li lavi raya, I have a proof. You are allowed to be with your wife during war. From the Gemara in Irvin that says, the Gemara there talks about Yeshua being punished, right? He sees the Malach and he wonders, why does Malach want to punish me? What did he do? So the Gemara is different. Suggestion. So one of the first suggestions of Gemara, one of the suggestions of Gemara, is that he was mevatel Yisrael mipur rusha achas ugmire the chol mancha arnus klina shurin shalom koman asher mitashma mihita harei sheaf al pi shaita shas melcham uchol dozen lezer asash mihita al mishum hamim nea sharnus klina yishurin shalom koman. And the Gemara had said no, it really was asher to be in bia because the aron and shchina were not in the place. But they never said, oh, it's melchama, obviously. So. Now, that's an agadic context also, right? Trying to figure out what was going on with Yeshua, right? But why does the Tzitz Eliezer feel comfortable taking that agadata as a halachic agadata?
Because it's not fantastic.
First of all, it's not fantastic. Second of all, and more importantly, the Gemara is using legal principles to assess the story of Yeshua. Right? What is he poskening based on? Not based on the story, but he's poskening because the Gemara uses the story to have a discussion about a legal principle. Right? So you always have to wonder, you always have to think, and in Agadata, what am I looking at? Right? In the Amtei Debei Rebbe story, there is no legal discussion. Right, and that's what leaves it ambiguous. Is that right? You have the Amma of Rebbe, you have the Chachamim. Everyone's doing right different things, and the question is, can I derive what the Amma of Rebbe did? But there's no legal discussion, so you can say that there's a suspension of halachic belief, so to speak. Right, in the story, you can say that there are multiple voices, but if you have an Agadata, which the Gemara itself uses as a springboard to talk about a halachic concept. So then you're not poskening based on the story. You're poskening based on the analysis, the legal analysis by Chazal. Right? You guys got up to Sanhedrin Daf Chav Tes, right? So, the Gemara there derives many of the basic rules for Mesis from Nachash HaKadmoni. So admittedly, Nachash HaKadmoni is a little bit fantastical, right? That story. Fine. But why is it legitimate to derive legal principles from it? Because, right, the discussion is, right, Hashem... Right, the way the Torah presents it is that the Nachash is a thinking being and he gets punished. Chazal treated halachically. So obviously you treat it halachically. The fact that it's slightly agadic, so to speak, right, doesn't affect it because what you're poskening is based on is the legal discussions within that context. That obviously is fair game, even for, let's say, the Tzitz Gezer, who rejected it in the Ramosha context. Now he brings other rayas, but that I think is enough to get the point across. Okay.
So wouldn't that be classified as narrative then?
What yeah, right. That's what I'm saying, right? Certain types of narrative is more the way the Rav Aram Zera, where it's brought in as part of is the narrative part of a legal discussion as opposed to in Agadata, which I'm trying to derive legal things sort of by accident. Okay. Now, the next test case, and here I put, even though he's not actually the main Bala Memra, I put Rav Avadya because he deals with a methodological issue. This is a very famous case of halacha, which is the question of IVF. Okay? In IVF, who is the parent? is the father, the parent, is he a mom, right? Is the child a mamzer if it's from somebody else's zera, right? All those questions, right? This is a big machlokas in America back in the day, right? Rav Moshe Feinstein, the Sam Rebbe, the Chassid Yitzchak, not just America, in the world, yeah? People have heard of this discussion before, I would hope.
Yeah.
You've heard of this. Good.
Rabbi Nahum talked about it.
What?
Rabbi Nahum talked about it.
Oh, yes. Okay, good. So Rabbi Nahum talked about it. So tell me, what is the main Gemara that uses the proof? Now that you're all experts, because you heard a shir from Maidan in it.
I didn't hear a shir from Maidan.
You're all denying, though. You ever heard a shir?
I'm not here for Shabbos.
I wasn't here.
I was there in body, but not in spirit.
So no one went, except for...
Yoni.
I was there in body.
So Yoni.
I had tarnish.
It's on recording.
Waltman, were you there? Oh, well. Okay. What? Anyways, okay. Fine. So. So, Nishalti Odot Zugna Soy Saruvadja says, I was asked about a young couple. They were married for a long time. They didn't have any kids with a couple. Right, the woman can't get pregnant normally. And the husband's zera is not potent enough. It won't be able to impregnate her. So we'll have to do IVF with the husband's zera. Right. There are two types of things, right, in science. There's IVF, IUF, you know the differences, yes?
Nope.
IUF is you do it in utero. IVF is you do it in vitro, meaning not in utero, right?
In test tubo.
Test tubo, yes, thank you. Thank you for, we now coined that, okay. And then you take, right, do it in a tube, and then you put it in the woman. So the question is this child... the child of the fathers, right? So there's always two questions in IVF. One is, if you're doing it with the zera of the Baal, is he the father? And the second is, if you do it with someone else's zera, right, is there a problem with mamzerus? Right, those are two separate childs. Yeah? Good? Okay. The main source comes from Rabbeinu Peretz in the Agos Smak, quoting the following case. Isha nida yichala lishkov al sinei ba'ila. A nida is allowed to lie down on her husband's sheets, even assuming that there might be zera on it. V'alel yizar shal lishkov al sinei sheshachav aleim isha acher. But she can't sleep on a sheet that some other man slept on. Pen etzitaber mizer shal acher. Because maybe he ejaculated on the sheet, right? And that zera will get into her and she will be impregnated by somebody else. Okay? And he'll say, why are we not worried about her becoming pregnant from her husband when she's a nida? And then the child will be the son of a nida. And he said, because there's no bia here. And therefore, the child is kasher. Even if she would become pregnant from someone else's zera. And what's his proof? What's the proof? Because Ben Sira was not a mamzer, but you shouldn't someone else's zera because then you will confuse yuchsin. Great. According to the Gemara, how did Ben Sira come into existence?
In a bathtub.
Very good. In a bathtub. What happened in the bathtub?
I think it was Elisha.
Yechezkel.
Oh yeah.
Yechezkel. Was in the bathtub, and what happened?
Did his business.
Zero was Yotze. I don't think he was doing that business, or that would be a very strange Gemara, right? But Zero was Yotze, and then...
Your business.
And who happened to be in the bath after him?
His daughter.
His daughter. And his daughter became pregnant from his Zera that was floating in the bathtub and had been Zero, right? That's what the Gemara says it, okay?
Yechezkel.
What?
Do you think that's possible scientifically?
No, no, it's not. No, not at all.
Why is that obvious? Why am I so stupid?
It's not possible.
Okay.
Yeah. As far as I know, I have never tried. Okay.
So what are you saying about Ben Sira?
What?
What are you saying about the Gemara and Ben Sira?
I don't know. This is the point. It's an agarata. I don't know what it means. Right? The question is, what do we do with it halachically? Right? The only precedent we have of someone becoming pregnant without bia, right? Besides for Jesus, right? Is Ben Zira. Right? So, the smak, the Rabbeinu Peretz, says, based on that, that, oh, the child is not a mamzer, right? It's just a problem of yuchsin, right? The child is somebody else's child, but it's not usur because there is no bia, asura, and therefore by nida, where there's not even a problem of yuchsin, because it's with the father, right? It's with her husband. I'm sorry, it was Yirmiyahu, not Yechezkel. Sorry. And so in that case, for right, there's no problem with, definitely with the Zara of the Baal, because there's no Bia, Asura, and therefore it's Mutter, and there's no Yuchsin problem because it's from the husband. Right? So here you see, first of all, that it's Mutter. Second of all, that the child will belong to his father. And therefore he's Yotze. And this is a suffix right in the Chalkas Mechokek. In Avlad Mikri Benol Choldavar Beheir, and he pointed out from Haril Ben Sira Nola Mizar Yirmiyahu. Shabbat Yirmiyahu Aitzer Urchasa Zachravia Bambati Vekol Dzer Avia Vnis Abra Vyaldav Hakol Yom Idim Alem Mirov Chasidus Shelo Zinsa Aches Kino Hakol Shem Bambati Yisharachsa Hakol Tov Ahol Vnolam Tita Zera Belo Tashmish Karu Ben Zera Kegido Vnoda Shul Bosh Mishmo Avchu. Shmuel, the Karo Ben Sira, Yamatra Yirmiyo. Right? And the story goes is that he was called Ben Zera, and this was insulting, so they called him Ben Sira, which is the Gematria of Yirmiyo. Okay? Fine. Umashra, the Vasar, the Baya, other Pashra Ben Sira, and Achar of Yirmiyo. Fine. Next paragraph. V'lo achei kein heter zeh muskam v'chol deyos. But what's the problem? It's nisht obvious that this is true. Right, Mishpatei Uziel rejects this. On what grounds? It's an agadata. Zeu. And he just said, we don't pass them like agadata. Zeu. Ravadia responds, no. We only reject a gadata when there's contrary legal evidence in the Gemara. Halava chilamedim emashiv, and if not, otherwise we use as a proof. Teidash Rabbeinu Peretz nachas lomdomeh on halalacha. The proof is Rabbeinu Peretz here, right? He really did take it. V'chein kaz about prichadash, and that's what prichadash said. Kimi yuchol lachlok al midrash b'lishochiach lefkman hashas, because prichadash says who can argue on a midrash without proof from halachic parts of shas? V'chein kaz about mayim chayim al mishnah. V'uva v'tosas Rabbi Kivi Eger. V'chein kaz about shvus Yaakov. V'chein kaz against gedola. V'hiskim lezem arayin barber Yaakov. V'chein kaz shut ugat Eliyahu. Ugat Eliyahu. That's a tshuva. Wow. We should leave Chaim. We save our birchas. Aron, Ayin Shem. What?
It's probably also a baker.
I'm sure Ugat Eliyahu somewhere is a bakery. Say Laman, because there are no times of Yoshiko, Shino Baki, Besave, Mimsecha Sofer, Midras Rabba, Shars of Yagada, Ain Alo, Laharos, Ever Kadmonim. Right? And this is what. I'll prove it to you, because Rabbeinu Tam says, you can't really be a posek and operate other people's works if you don't know Midrash Rabbah, you don't know the Sifrei HaKadah. Kelem Yeshus Vavavam Shemachishim Talmud Shalanu, because Rabbeinu Tam felt that you were allowed to paskin like Agadah if it doesn't contradict our Shas. Bracket here. I didn't want to get into this, and I'm not going to because it's way too long. One of the big questions in Agadah Msak is the question of martyrdom and the Shita of the Balitosis and martyrdom. Anyone who wants to see this, there's the famous two-part article by Chaim Soloveitchik called Halacha, Hermeneutics, and Martyrdom, where he's responding to Chazen, he's responding to Grossman, I believe. Ayin Shum. I'm not going to get into it, it's way too complicated. Fine, behuva be something, vodayin something, and Tosfos, blah, blah, should be sharim. V'chein v'ashin l'chod ha'kada anahal v'rishon v'lumon v'mena v'enachosh min yedan v'din otet shechot zer v'atala. And therefore, Bagya says, I don't have to worry about it. We can possibly get gadata zeu zeh. However, In this particular case, there's a contradictory agadata or assessment of the agadata because Ibra de Chazi habes b'shivat gibarim simaran. Look at the shilta gibarim shkazav sheilu laram shalu laram. They asked the ram lamein imzaram beisha nida shocheves al sadin and shachav alei abayla. Why don't we worry about a woman who's in nida lying on the sheets of her husband? Main koshen shem disabra bein dasa may osa zerach yosam ibayla. We're not worried from pregnant from her husband. Vavlad yeh bar nida. Even though we don't let her sleep on other people's sheets. So Shilta Giborim said, it's because Anida, what's the status of Barnida? He's a pogum, it's like a metaphysical something. But there's no halachic ramifications for it. And since it's only a chash, because, right, we don't, it's a very, very unlikely thing is going to happen anyways. So, we let her sleep because worst comes to worst, it'll be a vod pogum. There's no real halachic nafkamina coming into it. But someone else, it would be a mamzer, right? Yes?
Why isn't he a mamzer here?
Because it's with her husband.
But she's a nida.
So it's a bar nida, which there's no halachic ramification to. That's exactly the point, is that nida, the child of a nida, is a pogum, right? There's no halachic nafkamina coming into that. It's a whatever. Now, you should know. I mean, there is, actually. There's a lot of Haredi Tshuvot where they talk about why you shouldn't marry the child of a Baal Tshuva because, or a Baal Tshuva because they are in a Nida and they are Pagum. I see the look on your face. I agree with you. It's a horrible thing. This should be rejected out of hand, this position. Ramosha Sternbach, in a wonderful Tshuva, because he knows his audience, says, first of all, that's stupid. Second of all, you want to tell me he's a pogum, but you're telling me that he's a ben Torah. The Torah is like fire, and the Torah purifies. Alo kol dvarai ke'eshnu Hashem, and therefore it will purify the ben nida and its mutter. I was like, and that is a good rhetorical tshuva to people who are not going to accept what you're saying. Baruch Hashem, it's a wonderful tshuva. He has several of them; they're all wonderful. I love Rav Moshe Sternbach. He's a very good pasuk. What? He has Chubas Manhagos, he has Moed and Muzmanim, he's a lot. He's like 40 books out there. And they're good. He is very good. Very, very smart. Very, very good lumdas. Sometimes very radical because he's a lumdan, first and foremost. And he comes up with very creative shitas, like you're not allowed to eat garlic on Pesach because it's Dabar Charif, so it makes the chametz in your teeth be ole. This is unlikely to be true. But whatever. He's a very good lambda. He's a very good pasuk. What?
So you can't have onion either, then?
Yeah, whatever. The chula was like garlic. It's not correct, but I mean, it's not. It's obviously not right. But I mean, I remember I once was arguing with someone. I'm like, that's just wrong. And he's like, why? Sometimes you burn your mouth with soup. So it was Yad Soledis. So I'm like, oh God, stop! Oy, I can't even listen to this. Rosh Hashanah is a tshuva where someone asked him about the Basar B'Challav and he's just like, you want from my life? Like, a ridiculous shayla. So, it's actually the way the Rosh Hashanah's tshuva goes. It's like, whatever. But in general, Moshe Sternbach is a phenomenal posek. Everyone has their moments. That happens to be one of them. It's a very interesting tshuva. Fine. So anyways, he points out the Shilta Giborim, reads the Gemara the opposite. Umash Rosh Shebemes Avlad Nasapakum Nikro Bar Nida. And then he quotes that Moshe Feinstein was Mekel to do it, and even with he's just suggested that if you're going to do it with someone else's Eretz, it should be a non-Jews, because then Mechomekar, there's no problem with Mamzeros. The child doesn't have no halachic father, worst comes to worst. Not such a big deal. And then right, he ends up being Mekel. And so this is yet another one of those very famous cases where there's two reasons one could reject the conclusion based on the heter from Ben Sira. Either it's an agadata, right, which is the position of the Mishnah of Uziel. But here, Rav Avadia fights back and says, no, you're allowed to accept agadata as long as it doesn't contradict Shas.
This is fantastic.
This one even is a little bit fantastical, right? It sounds a little bit strange. The other reason to reject it is, sometimes, just like with halachic texts, there's more than one way of reading it. There's more than one way of reading agadata. Okay.
There's not a reason for rejecting it.
It's not. It's just a reason to not accept a particular read. Right. Just like with the halakhic text, right? Those are two different critiques. Okay. One more example. No, Schreiber gave me another example to mention, because I was trying to think of which ones I should make sure to mention. And it'll come to me. One more example for it that I put here. This is a famous one in the Haredi world today. Does anyone want to read it? My throat is just really getting dry here. Do you want to read it? It's very short. What? The Gemara in Darim, yeah? Yeah, you can be a recorder. For anyone to know.
Amar Rabbi Avo, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Mibnei Manana, Shavar Mavinu, Vinishtavdu, Banaf Mitzrayim, Mantayim Vesar Shanim, Vinay Shasa, Angria,
Angaria,
Tavin Chachamim. Shenamar, Vayarik and Chanichav, Lide Veto.
Good, what's that? Why did Avram get,
punished? Because, what did he do? Angaria, Tavin Chachamim, he did what? He made Tavin Chachamim?
Go to war!
He drafted Yeshiva Bachrim! Rahman al-Itzlan, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We're finished.
Ushmol Amar, Shmuel brings other Shmuel Vishivan Amidash HaKadosh Baruch Hu, da-da-da-da. Right? So, Reb Moshe, in his Shuvah about people going to war, next source, right? Avshin Yan Tzvagana, who... Inyan Gadol, even the army is a wonderful thing. Alainan Lima Torah, Lalom De Torah, Od Yoter Gadol. But learning Torah is greater. Also because it protects people just like the army or better, right? Like we know from Baba Basra, that Talmid Chachamim don't pay taxes because they don't need Nitirusa because the Torah protects them. Right? Kaneresh, Amem Shalai, Kira Gam Hinasan. This is what the government recognized. Mishal maybe Shivag de Lava, Sek Betara Patam in Yanechi Vetsava. Chen Vada Mishi Yeshlo Chukalu Moda Tera, Vasar Gadol Betara, Vasar Gadol Betara, Rav Yershamayim, Yeshlo Lechle Shivag de Lot, Via Brachala Kal Israel, Via Gana Gdola Kal Israel. What does Ramosha not do?
Legitimize Hezer. That
we know he didn't legitimize Hezer, but what doesn't he do? Notably in this context, he ignores the one Gemara which actually rants about it. Right? He never actually mentions this Gemara. So the Ezer does, though. So the Ezer says, Agav, Mashamru, the Zabasot, the Shah, Malosh, Malchamas, Mitzvah, Koyas, Nafil, Chasim, Echedro, Vikala, Michupasa, that which we said that even a Chasim and Kala go to war in Malchamas, Mitzvah, Ain't Lomer, Debal, Rabos, Dahakol, Yasim, Chavil, Chamim. It doesn't mean Talmud, Chamim. No! The Zer Eino, Vitoz, Hadzos, who the Ta Asa Melech, this is what Asa made a mistake on. The Asa Nanish Baragla, Vidarish Rabba, Minimanish Asa, right? It's the same thing by Asa, by Avram. I should have put that one because that's what he quotes. Fine. Vimeiman Nanish Asa, Vinesha Asa, and Garia, but Tamil Chamim, because he also drafted Yeshiva Bachrim. Vamelech, Masa, Shmias called Yuda Inaki, my Inaki, Amar Yuda, Majrol, Vidal Chasm, Kadrikal Asa. Fine. Vodam, let's skip to the next paragraph. Vodam Rosal, but Nurim, Amar Yuda, Minesh, Avram Avinu. Right, and that's why you should look at the Gemara in Makos that says, right, why were we supported in war? Because there were people learning Torah. So you see here that Tzeliezer actually, right, chose to accept the Agadata because, presumably, by the way, Lashitasa, why did he accept this Agadata?
It's not crazy.
First of all, it's not fantastical, but also, right, this is the exact same model as the one by the Bia case, right, where he's not being medayik in the story, he's being medayik in the legal assessment of the story by the voices of Chazal, right? Now, of course, I didn't put here the rejection of it. The rejection is to say, either, one, that's an agadata, right? Or, two, right, there are other positions in the agadata. Or, three, l'chadchila, you don't take Tamid Chamim out to war, but, like, when it's a mil... Right, that was a Melchamas Rishus, right? You know, some of them say, yeah, it was Melchamas Rishus, because he was taking him to save Lot, who went to move to stone. He was a Russia. The only reason he wanted to see him, he was related to him. It wasn't Mechamez Mitzvah, but an actual Mechamez Mitzvah, right? You do take the people out, right? You don't take them out for spuriously, but you do take them out for real reasons. That's basically referred to as critique of the Tzitzel Yisrael. Okay. So those were a bunch of examples, just to summarize sort of the methodological points that come out. Whenever you're faced with an agadata, you have a few choices, right? On the one hand, you could just reject it straight up and say, halacha doesn't take agadah seriously for legal purposes. Right, that's like the Mishpat Zeel. That doesn't seem to be the Derech HaMelech in Poskim. They do take agadah somewhat seriously, but when you want to take an agadah seriously, right, so there are a few things you have to check. One is, just like any other text, right, there are different interpretations, or alternatively, there are different voices within the agadah itself. Right, so just because it's an agadah and it seems to take a message, right, you have to be careful. There could be other interpretations. Second of all, right, you have to judge each agadah. Is it fantastic? It's sometimes harder to take more fantastic agadahs, and that, you know, Ramosha accepted it, but the Tzedezer didn't. Because, for one of the reasons, because it's fantastic, and you can't really draw conclusions from agadahs that are clearly not grounded in normal reality. A third thing to take into account is, are we trying to pass from the agadata itself or from the legal assessment of the agadata, right? Which obviously is something that is much more likely. And the examples we brought, so one we brought was the question of Amtei B'Dei Rebbe, of davening for someone to die if they're in pain, or withholding life-saving treatments. Ramosha accepts the agadata, that Tzitzelius rejects it, first of all, because it's a fantastic agadata, two, because it's not accepted in Psach, three, because there are other ways of interpreting it. Then we moved to the question of in vitro, Bia during war, where the Tzitzias are there because the Agadata is, because there he can paskin based on the assessment of Chazal and the Agadata, he paskins and it's mutter based on that. Then we moved to IVF, where the Mishpat Uziel rejects it, the entire thing because it's Agadata, but most poskim accept it, but they argue which interpretation of the Agadata to accept. And the fourth example was the war, where again, the Tzitzias are accepts it la'alacha because it's an assessment of a story by the Chazal, but other poskim, I didn't put Herzog, by the way, because it's an article and I don't have it in Bar-Ilan, rejects it because either it's an agadata or it's an agadata that lends itself to other interpretations, or this particular agadata is only talking about mechemes rishos and not mechemes mitzvah. Just, you know, the last few points. The same methodological questions, though slightly differently, apply not just to agadatas, but to things that are not from Chazal at all, like Josephus, right? Whatever you think about agadata, it's much more likely you're going to reject Josephus. But famously, who didn't? Rav Goren. Right? Rav Goren, paskin, that in a case when he's going to call us Chilal Hashem, you're allowed to commit suicide from Masada, right? And the response was, what are you talking about? That's insane, right? If nothing else, because probably the people in Masada were sectarians and were not rabbinic and did not follow halacha, or at least our halacha. Right, and a whole bunch of other critiques, if you look into the history of Masada. Also, may never have happened. It's also a parenthetical problem, right?
Parenthetical.
Might not have happened. Even if it did happen, who says we paskin like them? You know, this is like always the question. Is like, if you find tefillin, right, in Israel, and it supports our way of doing tefillin, that's very nice, but it may be ours, it may be sectarian, right? You always have to remember there were other people keeping halacha of sorts in the time of Chazal, so you can't always look back at these things.
Wouldn't Shalosh be a better example?
They also bring that, but Masada is a much more like a, I don't know why they bring Masada.
The one that didn't happen.
In Chanami, I didn't say I accept it. And, you know, Rav Goren was quoted very much in this psak. But the same type of questions are asked, except even more so, because you're dealing with things that are not rabbinic, you're dealing with things that may not have happened, don't necessarily intend to teach halacha, or at least, you know, rabbinic halacha. But again, right, so, and then just to, as a reminder, right, what we talked about a few months ago is that all this is true of Agadata, but narrative in the Gemara, which is clearly right, meant to support or reject a halachic story, obviously that's not the agadata we're talking about. That obviously has legal value, as the Gemara says in many places, right, maisa listor, chisuri mechzera, maisa this and maisa lesayeya, right? That is sort of standard issues of psak. You know, there are other issues you can look into. There's the, like I said, there's the martyrdom issues in the Balei HaTosfos. There's the question of the Shalosh Shavuos, right, which the Satan Rebbe took as the reason why he was against Zionism. You can reject it either because it's a bad read of the Gemara. Only an agadata. We've already fulfilled the Shavuot, whatever. There's a whole bunch of ways of getting out of it. There's a million different cases. It's something you'll see a lot. But these are just sort of the different ways that poskim deal with it. Beseder. Tov.